Today is the 19th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are coming off the back of our Thanksgiving session yesterday. And can I just say that, I don't know about you, but I felt something different. I felt a shift. And God was really dealing with a few stuff with me yesterday, and I'm ever so grateful because I know that God is going to bless us because of our obedience, because of our consistency. I know that God is about to fly open doors for us. Not sure if that's correct English, but you guys know what I mean. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Ephesians 6 verse 4, and it says this: Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. And so, Father, we pray. Abba, Father, help our children to know you. Help our children to love you. Help our children to stay in your will and in your way. This we pray in your precious name. And so, if you are new here to Heart of Worship, once again, welcome to the family. The only thing we are doing here is just acknowledging God and ushering God's presence for the day through our worship. And we do this not just because we can and not just because we want to. We do this because it is an honor to go before the throne of our Father and cry, Abba, Father. It is an honor to go before our King and say, Lord, have your way. It is an honor to say to God, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we don't just do this out of religion, and we don't just do this just because. We do this because it is our duty to get before his throne and usher his presence into our day. And so in this very moment, I want every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, everybody that's listening to this podcast to do something unusual. In your worship today, do something unusual. Show God just how much he means to you. Don't ask him for anything. Don't cry out for anything. But rather cry out for his glory. Cry out for his presence and just say, Lord, here I am. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to be here today, Lord. I just want to be here. I want to walk out of this session. I want to walk out of this podcast and just know that your presence is felt all around me today. Every word I speak, every conversation I have, every action that comes through me, let your presence beyond them.
Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. We need you, we need you, God. We need your love. We need your power. We need your grace. We need your peace. We need your rest. We need your salvation, God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just begin to sing. Just begin to lift up your voice. If you want to speak in your prayer language, just go ahead and speak in your prayer language. Mandara basi kitiri bu shakatara basindiri bu sikiti. Ikiti bu shakatara basi kitiri bu shandara baba baba sikiti bu shakata. Ikiti bu shandara basi kiti.
We worship you, O God. We honor you right now. We acknowledge your presence. We raise an incense of worship, God. Let it be a sweet sound to your ear.
Yeah.
We were created to worship you. We were created to reverence you. Nothing else matters than here in your presence, God. We say nothing else matters, nothing else matters, nothing else matters than being here in your presence, oh God. We don't want to be anywhere else but at your feet. We don't want to be anywhere than at your throne, God.
Yeah.
Oh, give me you. I hope it's not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Hey. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you.
Yeah.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Let this be your prayer today, that God, give me you. Everything else right now can wait. This is me and you time. So Lord, we want to see your glory. We want to see your power. We want to hear from you right now. Give us you. Give us you, oh God. Psalm 34:1-3 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Magdarabasi kitebo shakata. Lord, give me you. Lord, I don't want anything else but you. Father, give me you. Everything else, everyone else can wait. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. The God that knows me by name, the God that's the beginning and the end, is who I need right now. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees.
Hey.
Lord. Crying out to you. Father, I'm on my knees. Yeah, 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 yeah. Father, it's me. Yen de 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 de. I only want you right now. I only need you. I desire you, God. I desire you, oh Lord. Yeah.
Sometimes we as worshippers get to the point where we get into a routine of things and things become mundane, and it takes a lot for us to break out of routine, and it takes a lot for us to break habits. But I always want us to be in the spirit of, Lord, give me you, that everything else and everyone else can wait, that, Lord, when it's me and you time, it's me and you time. I'm not here for anything, but I am here to seek you. That is where we need to get to. That is where we need to get to in our worship. Where we say, Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me. And I'm on my knees and I'm crying out. I'm knocking on your door. I'm seeking your face. I'm here at your feet. Let my worship be the perfume that washes you.
Give me you, give me you, give me you. Oh.
You know, I'm reminded of the story in the Bible where Jesus talks about the woman who poured perfume on his feet, and she used her hair to wash his feet. She used water to wash his feet and then her hair to dry. And God said that she would be remembered. She would be remembered just because of what she did. How will they remember you? Why will they remember you? Why are we still talking about that woman thousands of years after? It's because in that moment, she submitted herself to Christ. She did not care who was on her left, who was on her right, who was surrounding her. All she cared about was that she was at the feet of the King. That was her focus. Will you make him your focus today? As you lay at his feet, will you wash his feet with your worship?
Psalm 145 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts."
And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare everything that doesn't line up with God's vision for my life is subject to change. Sickness, trouble, lack, mediocrity are not permanent. They are only temporary. I will not be moved by what I see, but what I know. I am a victor and never a victim. I will become all God has created me to be. This is my declaration.
And so, dear Heavenly Father, help us to never forget that the safety place in a fallen world is to remain in the center of your will. No matter where we are, who we are with,
or what circumstances may seem to be looming on the horizon, we pray that we may stay in the center of your perfect will, Yeketebu Shakata, each day of our life, and that we may walk worthy of our calling and live in a way that is pleasing to you. May we learn to walk by faith each moment of the day and not be swayed by sight or feelings or emotions. And may we learn to trust your word more and more each passing day, knowing that without faith it is impossible to please you. For it is our heart's desire that in all we do and say, that we may be pleasing in your sight. Father, help us not to only do what is good and acceptable in your eyes, but help us to speak and think right. Father God, may we live in a right relationship with you, walk humbly before you all the days of our lives, and we pray that we may develop an attitude and a grateful praise and thanksgiving. Help us, Lord, to water all that we say and do with prayer, and may our actions and attitudes be rooted in your love and surrounded by your grace. Oh Lord, we pray that the words of our mouths be pleasing and acceptable to you, that our conversations be always full of grace and seasoned with salt, and grant us wisdom, we pray, to know how best to answer everyone with whom we come in contact with, in love, but without compromise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. And so we are on all the social media websites, A Heart of Worship on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at JC May or JC May Music. If this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. Please reach out to me and send me a message and just let me know if, you know, JC, I'm listening to this for the first time. And we want to stay connected. I want to stay connected with you. And so please reach out when you get the chance to. We also have a Spotify playlist for you. If you go on Spotify and type in Heart of Worship, you will find a playlist for you, a Heart of Worship podcast playlist for you to continue in your line of worship. But guys, until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.